From the Psalms and Luke, Jesus weeps over the city that does not know peace. I want to use a story early on as we enter Lent. This is the Luke version of Jesus' triumphal entrance into Jerusalem. I will tell the story again in another way when we get close to Palm Sunday. For today, though, I want to set us up for Lent as we watch Jesus' journey these 40 days. Peace be with you. Our text today comes from Luke, the 19th chapter. Jesus begins his grand entrance to Jerusalem. He has been with Mary, Martha, and their brother Lazarus, the one Jesus rose from the dead. It was time for Passover, and Jesus must go to town. On that day, two crowds are looking for him, his disciples who want to protect him and celebrate with him, and the Jews, the ones who want to kill him and Lazarus. As Jesus comes down the mountain, he stops to look at Jerusalem and begins to cry. He weeps for Jerusalem because the great city forgets why it is great. Its people forget to love their neighbor. Jerusalem, if only you would recognize the things that make for peace, Jesus says. We often question what Jesus would do if he were here in person today. Would Jesus weep at the actions of his people? Would Jesus cry to us to look for ways to make peace? How can we open our eyes to the peace that Jesus is crying for us? Jesus opens the gate of peace. Jesus is the open gate of God's righteousness that saves us from our sin. This week, as Christians, we remember the triumphal entrance into Jerusalem, and again in a few weeks we will see Jesus, the open gate, on Palm Sunday. Come and walk with us as we take the long walk in our processional worship service. We may hear the big drums beat and voices cry out for the lives of all God's children. I want us to think about how we have allowed the evil in this world to dominate so easily. Have you noticed how easy it is to dismiss the feelings of others as they lose their way and faith diminishes? Can we continue to walk past the homeless and the hungry? Do we need to show the love of God to our neighbors by standing up to the violence in our neighborhoods and pressing our public leaders to take a stand against crime in new ways? We hear the story of Jesus crying over Jerusalem, and I feel him crying over this country because we have forgotten God and our faith is weakening. This Lenten season, let us look for ways to bring joy to all people as we look to God and walk to the open gate of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Hosanna, King, blessed are you, our King, who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. Even if our voices were silenced, creation itself would rise up to praise you. Hosanna in the highest. Come open the gates of righteousness to all your people, O Lord. Amen.